Jocitron wrapped his plaid bathrobe around his lean frame and opened his front door just before breakfast, satisfied to find his newspaper delivered on time for a change. He picked up the paper off the stoop and straightened up, stiff again. "Double trouble. Twin defends twin in cop murder," read the headline. Joe shut the door and skimmed the newspaper story until he got to the only sentence that interested him. According to one well-placed source at the Pennsylvania Bar Association, the technical lapse should cast no reflection on Miss Rosado's ethical standing or prevent her from undertaking any civil or criminal defense. Strike one. It happens. They try again next time up at bat. Joe had options, plenty of them, but he didn't want to resort to them if they weren't necessary. The game had to be played an inning at a time. Joe flipped to the sports page and scuffed into the kitchen as he read. Suddenly the telephone rang, and Joe heard his wife Yolanda hurry to the wall phone. "Yes," she said. "Hold on. He's right here." Joe kept reading. He knew who was on the telephone. He waved the newspaper. "Can he call you back?" Yolanda asked into the receiver. Across town, in an apartment, Serf Lenihan slammed the phone into its cradle on the nightstand. "Fucker!" he said, so loudly that his girlfriend stirred in her sleep and dragged a pillow over her head. She'd slept like the dead last night, but Serf hadn't caught a wink. He'd watched the local news. It had the story about Rosado getting her license reinstated on the Connolly case. They had tape of her going in and out of her office. Fuck! Serf climbed out of bed and pulled on the navy blue pants of his summer uniform. He'd have to get it right. He grabbed his gun and left. Benny pulled up in front of Della Porter's row house and went inside. She opened the door at the top of the stair, thinking about...